Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this sixth Sunday after the Epiphany. Jeremiah proclaimed the word of the Lord of Israel, repeatedly telling of the coming judgment of the Lord on his wandering, faithless people. But after the judgment, there would be restoration and a new covenant. Today's reading presents the word of the Lord regarding where one puts his trust. He who puts his trust in man, whose heart turns away from the Lord, is cursed. But blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. We hear of this from children who joyfully sing, "I am trusting thee, Lord Jesus."
A reading from the 17th chapter of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream, and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit."
The Gospel reading for today from St. Luke, which contains the Beatitudes, can be divided into three parts, as these relate to both Matthew's account of the Beatitudes in chapters 4 and 5, and our Old Testament reading. Luke's account begins with Jesus teaching a great crowd and healing many of them. He then turns his attention to his disciples, telling them that the poor, the hungry, the weeping, those hated because of their faith in him, are all blessed. Matthew's account begins with Jesus teaching and healing the crowd, and withdrawing with his disciples, telling them the poor in spirit, the mourning, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, the persecuted and reviled for his sake, are blessed. Luke concludes the account with four woes to the rich, the filled, those who laugh, and those who are always spoken well of. Jesus is not condemning those who simply are well off. What he is saying is a reflection of what we heard the Lord saying through Jeremiah. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. we hear a musical setting of the Beatitudes.
A reading from the sixth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place, with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets."
Persecute you.
The members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. For more information, contact the church office at 574-896-2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School are located at 810 West Tolmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." May God's love always be with you.